Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 49. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 27. High temperatures reach up to 43. Tomorrow, sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Labor has officially announced their brand new unemployment system for the state of Kansas after they say the system was completely outdated and ran into many different challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. KSN News reports that the getkansasbenefits.gov website was taken offline as of last week for their upgrade, where during the time, individuals have been unable to file. However, as of yesterday afternoon, the new website is officially updated, going to kansasui.gov. According to the Department of Labor, they say that if you have filed claims in the past, the new website will be asking you to create your new account to be able to file claims. According to the KDOL, they say the new website will be able to help the government be able to streamline operations, enhance the user experience through the adoption of advanced customer relationship management systems, and upgrading their data security and compliance.
Trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Another country great comes to Newkirk and Civic Plans First Council Casino and Resort. Get ready Friday, December 13th for Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives.
Burn me down.
One night only in an all-ages show, Marty Stewart. Get your tickets now at 7plans.com or the Players Club. Marty Stewart, live and in concert, Friday, December 13th at 7 Plans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk, Highway 177, where the big names in music play.
Local officials and the Kansas Department of Transportation in Dickinson County say that they will be closing off part of K4 Highway in Dickinson County later this month and will bring a large detour for those in the local community. KSNT News reports, according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they announced with the press release on Monday this week that the road project is slated to run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting on Thursday, November 21st of this week on portions of that K4 Highway south of more than 53 miles and will take roughly an hour to complete. So far, according to the Kansas Department of Transportation, they say they do not have a time frame on the length of the actual project, but will be having signage routes for safety and weight and management concerns. And you can follow the KDOT website for more information.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's an annual tradition in Cheyenne County, Nebraska, as local government officials like to celebrate high school students coming out and being able to visit and meet local government officials during Local Government Day on Monday. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say the high school students from surrounding counties learn about local government and get to meet many of the officials.
The Nebraska American Legion is proud of the orientation of the County Government Day. Program was founded in 1942 by Chief Justice Robert Simmons.
It's good to have everyone here this morning. This is an event that Judge Roland and I always look forward to every year.
The Nebraska Supreme Court takes this exceptionally serious. Chief Justice Hevekin, maybe some of you had a chance to come out last spring to Sydney High School. They held live oral arguments there.
Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Car deer crashes increased during the fall rut, and caution is urged by drivers, particularly at dusk and dawn. Watch for multiple deer, be alert and aware in wooded areas and those with water, such as creeks or ponds. Never swerve to avoid hitting a deer. More accidents are caused moving into cross traffic or losing control of your vehicle. Anyone with an injury or damage estimate over $1,000 should report car deer crashes to insurance and local authorities. Marshall County Fair Association annual meeting will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. at 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Kansas Department of Transportation has begun work along a section of K-9 in Centralia with curb, gutter, and storm sewer improvements planned between 3rd and 6th Street. Traffic impact should be minimal. Most project activity will take place along the roadway shoulder. Occasional lane closures may occur with flaggers directing traffic as necessary while the work continues through April 2025. Ebert Construction of Wamego is the contractor on the $1 million project. Washington County Community Foundation funded three projects totaling nearly $5,000 during the fall cycle. Those included a sensory memory garden area at Lynn Community Nursing Home, play equipment improvements at Lynn City Park, and for River Valley Extension District toward equipment for senior exercises. Classes Friday at Valley Heights will dismiss at 12:30 to allow travel to the sub-state football game at Conway Springs, and a pep assembly open to the community is planned Thursday morning, 9 a.m. at the Valley Heights High School. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry was a recent guest on the KNDY party line. He spoke of recent actions regarding the Kester Block.
The RFP for the Charles J.D. Kester House, what people know is the Kester House restaurant. We did have one of our two RFP submitters drop out, so we have one RFP submitter remaining. The council is kind of chewing over whether we want to go with that remaining submission or whether we want to go back to the drawing board and do another RFP process. So that's a decision we hope to make this month.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry also spoke of a development project with the commercial buildings on Broadway and the status on the Kester Block.
We also have the RFP for the Kester House business block moving forward. We approved the block development grant. We're starting to see some of the plans shake out for what they're wanting to do with the apartments, and it's pretty exciting. It's going to be, I think, a great opportunity and for downtown Marysville to continue a good trajectory and get more people living and shopping and being part of the community there. And I think it'll fill a real need we have as well.
Carol A. Scott, age 83, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at First Christian Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffiths Hoovendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Carol Scott. Dorothy J. Lindquist, age 97, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Lindquist. Kyle M. Humbert, age 35, of Eaton, Colorado, passed away November 11th. Service to be held Saturday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Kyle Humbert. Mary C. Severin, age 70, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Severin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, diced potatoes, garden blend, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, taco burger, Mexican rice salad, and fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 40s throughout Thursday. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny into Friday as well, calmer with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s and mostly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s, then mostly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. And more sunshine likely throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
The average high temperature late November, record high in the state 80, and the average low 30, the record low 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:17, sunset this evening at 5:10. It's 36 degrees at sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of November. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This year, it is very important to review your coverage as the Inflation Reduction Act has capped beneficiary out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 and added new programs to help pay out-of-pocket costs over time. Stop by Reed Insurance at 815 Broadway in downtown Marysville or reach me, Morgan Reed, at 785-727-4655. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
And with that, no more unbeatens. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Celtics at home last night, knock off the Cavaliers, ending Cleveland's 15-game win streak to start the season. Cavs take their first loss, Boston improving to 12-3 with the win. Lakers hitting threes in their win.
Connect dribbling, gets it to LeBron. Back to Connect, open for three. Good again. That ties the NBA rookie record for threes in a game.
710 ESPN LA, Dalton Connect hitting 9 3-pointers en route to a career-high 37 points. Lakers beat Utah by 6. Mavericks, a 41-point rout of the Pelicans. Spurs hang on for a 110-104 win over Oklahoma City. Nets snapping a 3-game losing streak. They beat the Hornets by 1. Nuggets top the Grizzlies, 122-110. Russell Westbrook, career triple-double number 200. Speaking of milestones, top-ranked Kansas wins gives coach Bill Self career win number 800. Second-ranked UConn also winning by 35. All four of their wins this season have been by at least 30. Cam Jones, a triple-double, as number 15 Marquette beats 6th-ranked Purdue by 18. College football, the top five remain unchanged in the latest rankings from the playoff committee. BYU drops down 8 spots. They're now behind number 12, Boise State. So as it currently stands, the Big 12 would not receive a first-round bye. Given some of the big slides in the rankings this fall, key weekend coming up, like that top five showdown between Ohio State and Indiana.
They just dropped BYU 8 spots for losing the way they lost to Kansas. So if you're Indiana, you might feel secure right now at 5, but if you go out and play poorly this weekend, the committee has shown a precedent to drop significantly.
ESPN analyst Greg McElroy. NFL Jets fired general manager Joe Douglas, who was in the final year of his contract. Hockey, the Bruins fire coach Jim Montgomery. Jets on the ice, double up the Panthers, 6-3.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
hear ye. Marysville Area Community Theater and MHS Drama Dogs present A Christmas Carol.
Christmas is a humbug.
But Mr. Scrooge, this is a musical version of the classic tale of a miserly man and the three ghosts who change his life forever.
I do not make merry myself at Christmas. I cannot afford to make idle people merry.
But the rest of us at EMAC do want to make people merry. Come see A Christmas Carol Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 24th at 2 p.m. in the MHS Auditorium.
Tickets are $10 for adults, $9 for senior citizens, and $5 for students.
Bah, humbug.
Mr. Scrooge, you are due for a remarkable change in attitude.
Come and see the show.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, NVIDIA is set to report fiscal third quarter earnings after the closing bell today. Investors are looking for indications of demand for the tech giant's Blackwell AI chips, which CEO Jensen Huang last month characterized as insane. Anticipation over the NVIDIA report has pushed up stock futures a day after the Dow Jones slipped another 121 points and closed at 43,269. The S&P on Tuesday gained 0.4%, the NASDAQ 1%. Stellantis is introducing a new platform that will let it build several types of vehicles, including EVs and gas burners, on the same assembly line. The parent to Jeep and Chrysler also is delaying production of its electric Ram pickup until next year. Ride-hailing company Lyft is rolling out a new system it says will step up safety. Riders will be able to get verification badges, and drivers will have access to more information about the people they're picking up. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings, complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we get this day started, we are seeing kind of a mixed look in the livestock from yesterday. So a quick recap shows, again, both the grains and livestock, kind of a choppy two-sided day of trade. We'll also dive through the overnight pre-trade session this morning. And just a sneak preview, quite a bit of pressure. We'll hit that in just a moment. But again, in the livestock, the cattle markets actually did well yesterday. December live cattle finished up 247 to 186.57. February up to $188 per hundredweight. That was 202 in the green. Higher for the feeder cattle markets as well. November feeders of 242 to 254.25. January to 252 per hundredweight. That was 250 in the green. Lower for the hogs on the day, though. December lean hogs down 47 to 79.55. February down 40 cents at 82.87. Into the grains and oilseeds now through the overnight pre-trade session. Again, as mentioned, a little preview shows quite a bit of negativity today. Again, this is not indicative on the day of trade. Just a little sneak preview as to what traders are thinking before the overnight session ends and we head into the day of trade. The December Kansas City wheat is currently down 3.25 at 555 a bushel. March to 565.75. That's 3.75 cent down. Oats are higher, though, after a big drop off yesterday. December oats making up for it, slightly up 4.5 to 349.25. The row crops are down. December corn down a penny to 426.25. March is down 1.5 at 436.25 cent. Soybeans also a bit weaker. January beans down 7.25 at 991.25. With March to 1001.25, that's 7.25 cent lower as well. December soybean meal down 110 at 287.60, and soy oil down 65 at 44.19. Cotton, though, in contrast, is higher today. December cotton currently up 26 at 67.15. Gold's up $1.40 at $26.32.40. Silver, though, is down 27 cents at $30.99 per ounce. And lastly, the dollar index, the December dollar, up 40 points at 106.545.
Want to unleash yield potential? I present to you Pioneer Brand Corn, with the best agronomics in the industry, including better standability, along with more tolerance to tar spot, from varieties like 0859, 13050, and 13777. Unleash bin-busting yield potential in 2025. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 today and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This time of year means many leaves are falling off trees and possibly landing in streams and ponds, causing issues. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken says what benefits and concerns they can create for aquatic systems.
Leaves can serve some good benefits in ponds and aquatic systems, so they can be a nutrient source. And there are actually entire groups of macroinvertebrates, or bugs, as most people would call them. They're called shredders. And these shredders go in and they cut big leaves up into smaller pieces that can then be utilized by a lot of other animals. So one of the benefits is that they provide these nutrients, their input from outside of the pond or the stream, and they can be broken down by these shredders and some other macroinvertebrates so that they can be utilized to feed these different animals. So in those cases, it's really good. There are reasons to have leaves in your pond or aquatic system as long as they're in kind of the right numbers, right? And so they can also provide a lot of different habitat. Things like crayfish are really, really small. Fry fish, really small fish, like to live in these leaves. Really good habitat, really good nutrient input. So there are some benefits to having leaves in bigger systems especially.
He describes what too many leaves can do to a pond or stream.
If you have a small water feature in your backyard and it's getting a lot of leaves in there, it would definitely be a concern, something that you'd want to make sure you clean those out. They can break down in those systems and they're providing a lot of nutrients. And so we've talked about eutrophication, where you have too many nutrients in your pond or your stream, and that can cause things like algal growth in the springtime. And so what happens this time of year can kind of filter into what we're going to see in the springtime. So you can have too many leaves. That's more of a problem in smaller systems than it is in kind of bigger backyard ponds or agricultural ponds like most of our listeners will probably see.
Gerken says that people often don't need to take the time to rake the leaves out of their water, but that isn't always the case.
If you're seeing leaves pile up in one area where you have a really high concentration, then getting a rake out and pulling those leaves out of that area and out of the watershed could be really beneficial. I wouldn't go crazy and try to make sure you get every leaf out. It's just if you have certain areas where big piles are piling in, or if you have a stream in your pasture or something like that that is getting clogged up by leaves, you might spend a little attention on that.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken with the impacts leaves can have when they fall into ponds and streams. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Don't miss the Black Friday sales event happening now at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Stop by any time before December 2nd to unlock huge savings on the most popular Jeep models. 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus a tax credit on 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XE and Wrangler 4XE. 0% APR available on 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 2 and 3 row models. Complete details at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice.
Want to keep your green thumb in shape over the winter? A fun project for yourself and the kids today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 20th, the 325th day of the year. Astronomer Edwin Hubble was born on this day in 1889, and in 2007, the little people who played the Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Just because winter is approaching, it is no reason to give up gardening for the season. Try this fun project for yourself or the kids. Fill a heavy-duty zipper freezer bag with potting soil. Sprinkle in some easy-to-grow seeds like chives, basil, or lettuce. Moisten the top few inches of soil, zip the bag shut, and place in a sunny window. Once green shoots have sprouted in your mini greenhouse, unzip the bag and watch your plants grow. It's a good way to keep the kids interested in gardening over the winter, and a supply of fresh herbs for your sauces and soups. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 36 degrees this hour. Cooler highs as we head toward the end of this week. A bit more seasonal. Highs around 50 on tap for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming off their single loss of the regular season from last week against the Buffalo Bills, as the Chiefs have announced that they have signed a former second-round pick to the NFL to add to their wide receiver range earlier this week. As according to sources, the former Patriots wide receiver, Taquan Thornton, has been signed with the Chiefs, where Thornton was picked by the Patriots back in the second round of the 2022 NFL draft after coming from the University of Baylor, and was officially released by New England on Saturday. During the time with the Patriots, Thornton had recorded 39 receptions for 385 yards and two touchdowns, and also had four catches and 47 yards for the current 2024 NFL season. In other news, it's a quick turnaround for the Wildcats basketball team after their game last night against Mississippi Valley, where they're staying at home for coming up another tip-off on Friday against George Washington University. That tip-off coming up at 7 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's a TVL shootout. Eight-man Division II Substate Friday. Axtell entertains Frankfurt live on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY.